Not so long ago, Father Saunders and I went to go see the movie Hacksaw Ridge. Thanks to all of you who give us the gift cards to Regal Cinemas. We use them. And in that movie, they follow the life of Desmond Doss, who is a conscientious objector, a devout Seventh-day Adventist, so he feels he cannot handle a weapon. Yet, he felt the call to fight evil alongside the soldiers in the army and to go into service. As a result, he became a medic who was unarmed. On his very first mission, they go to Hacksaw Ridge, which is sort of a large plateau with a sheer cliff going down about 100 feet. So the men have to lift themselves by pulleys up to the top of the ridge where they encounter the Japanese. It's a fierce fight back and forth, but eventually they're repulsed by the Japanese, and so they have to rappel back down the ridge into the valley below where their camp is. However, many of the men were injured to the point that they could not make the rappelling trip back down. So Desmond Doss stayed behind for almost 24 hours and saved dozens and dozens of men, letting them down through a harness. In doing so, he had to avoid all of the Japanese who were armed, hide in caves or hide underneath sometimes dead bodies in order to keep from getting killed himself. Not to preserve his own life so much, but to save those of the men around him. A man who went into the army being tagged as a coward actually turned out to be the bravest of all. And his prayer to God was very simple. He just kept saying, "Just one more life, Lord, one more life." And he ended up saving all those men. Now, many of the early saints, and even St. John Vianney more recently, talked about priests as being those who snatch souls before they can fall into hell. Most dramatically, perhaps, at a bedside or in the confessional, but also just in the presence of life. However, we'd be wrong if we said that that's only true of ordained priests, because we know that each one of us is given that priestly call at our baptism, that each one of us is baptized with Christ as priest, prophet, and king. So we're all called to be part of that priestly ministry. And in fact, the laity, in a real way, are more called to be on the ground and bring the souls to the ordained priests. Because when a person comes to me and they're interested in becoming Catholic, or they're returning to the church after years or even decades away, I'm very rarely their first point of contact. Just about any priest will tell you that those people that come to us have usually encountered Christ in the person of the lay faithful, somebody who may have been part of their lives for many years or perhaps just arrived at the right moment. And these are people who know the faith, who have a relationship with our Lord through daily prayer, and who have a joy in their lives that other people want to be a part of. That's what happened with the apostles. Jesus encountered them, and he called them by name, just as each of us were called at our baptism, by name. But that was not an immediate call to go out. After that, it was 3 years of coming to know our Lord, of our Lord teaching them how to pray, of our Lord teaching them about the faith and the church that they were about to found with him. After those 3 years, they were ready to go forth and to draw people from all nations and build up a church that today has over 1.5 billion members. We have to have that same sort of zeal. We've all encountered Christ in a real way in our baptism. We continue to encounter him day after day through the sacraments, especially through the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist. But it doesn't stop there. If we truly are living with the life of Christ within us, we have that call and we should have that longing to share it with others. This means that whether we're in our office or at school or even in our homes or at a family reunion, wherever it is, we don't have to go around and have people read the Bible with us, but we do have to have that joy in our lives that draws people to Christ, that makes people want a part of what we have, so that, as St. Peter says, when they ask you the cause of your joy, you have a worthy response, that it's Christ living in us. And if we can do that, then we will draw people to us. And then we have to know how to articulate what it is that we believe. Christ himself said that, "I came that your joy may be complete, and I came to give you life, and life to the fullest." We all know how sad so many parts of this world are, where God is absent. But we are to be those torches that go into the darkness and draw people in. And it's easiest to do that when we encounter them day after day. Now, although each of us has a call to that priesthood of the laity, there are people, even in this church today, I'm convinced, young men and women, who are called to give their lives in a radical way, the way the apostles did, as priests and as consecrated religious. Because these are persons who give up all of the natural joys of life in order to be a beacon for others, if the life is lived well. And if that's the call that we have, and it has to be an individual call from Jesus Christ, then not only do we owe it to God, to whom we owe everything, but we owe it to ourselves, because that's where our deepest happiness is going to be. Priests and nuns who live the life well are among the happiest people I've ever met. They're people that you want to be with. It's why I enjoy so much having my priest friends from other parts of the country come to visit me. And I occasionally visit them as well. Because the joy that they have in their life and the joy that I feel in mine compounds. And we're able to share that with one another. So if you feel at all that you might have that call, you owe it to yourself to really examine it, to pray with it, to talk to people, especially priests and religious sisters about it, and then to answer that call. Because we're really all on that hacksaw ridge together. And none of us are going to get out alive. But if we work together, if we answer the call of Christ, then all of us, having died with him, will rise with him. And that everlasting life is where we find our true and lasting joy.